Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Friday!
Hey! It's your Friday. Go Friday. It's your Friday. Go. Hey, welcome to Friday. We made it. There's wet roads out there, FYI.
Yeah, there are. Which was like kind of a... I like ran into it because the west side was not wet.
Yeah.
And then I got into downtown Phoenix and it was like puddle. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Dude, it was dumping at my house. And then I drove two blocks east.
Nothing. Absolutely.
That's
nothing.
The way it goes.
This city is wild weather wise.
Yeah. Other than that, let's have a great Friday.
Let's get a fantastic start.
And let's get into a Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
I was just telling Cheyenne, I was like, I don't have anything planned this weekend.
Love that for you, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Except for you and I have bingo tonight.
Tonight. Yes,
which is a part of the weekend.
Bingo evening session. We need you to be there. We need a lot of love because we want to make sure this first one really kicks off like a huge event for Santan Mountain Casino. So that's where it's at. Spoiler alert. Santan Mountain Casino, Gila River Resorts and Casino. Bingo starts at 6:30 p.m. So it's tonight after you get off work. Grab your hubs or your boo thing. Come on down and play some fun bingo.
It's going to be a blast. Nico and I are hosting.
We are hosting.
Yeah, how cool. I'm stoked. I love bingo.
I used to be a legend at my church because I would host the bingo. Not joking.
No part of me is surprised to hear any of this information.
And I would mess with people. You know, I'd be like, gee... Trunzy.
No.
Yeah. I'd pull out all the tricks. And they'd be like, is you about to say 23? Come on.
And you'd be like 12.
No, I'd do 20 something else. So anyway, we're going to have fun hosting it. My grandma would always be like, he's my grandson.
Aww.
He is my grandson. He is fantastic. He's on the radio. Rest in peace.
Oh, Grandma.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. 6:30 tonight. Guys, if you have plans, no, you don't. Not anymore.
Cancel them.
You have new plans.
Yes, you do.
So, yes, you do have plans. Congratulations. 6:30 tonight is going to go to like 9:15. We'll hang out at the casino. We'll have some drinkies and we'll have fun. Maybe win some money.
I'm down to win money.
Yeah.
I've also never hosted a bingo, so this will be an experience
me. This is going to be a blast. We want to see you there. Santan Mountain Casino tonight, 6:30 p.m.
Ooh.
Aside from that, really nothing going on this weekend except for chilling, grilling.
Chilling. Yeah. And a lot of things happening this weekend.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Do you guys have any plans?
I do. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Wait, what?
Lil Wayne is in town tonight.
Oh, Wheezy F Baby.
Yeah, so I thought I would check that out.
He's
not like top five for me or anything. I'm not one of those type of fans, but...
Where's he at?
The amphitheater out west.
Oh.
Okay.
So it is outside, so hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully it's not either too hot or too rainy.
Yeah. And that'll be fun, though. Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be toasty.
They're doing this Prince live concert from like back in the day in IMAX.
So, whoa.
Saturday.
That sounds like your jam for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
He just got real giddy. He was like little Wayne outside the amphitheater.
Layla might be more excited.
But Prince, there's a Prince thing in IMAX. It's going to be so much fun. I love it. That's so cute.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to have a great day. Let's get into it. Coming up on the show, of course, we're going to break some news. Of course, we're going to get your amens on the air. So call us right now, 602-894-5653. Happy Friday!
Woo, Friday!
Some good, mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
This by far, without comparison, is the biggest news we've ever broken on the show.
Oh, most definitely.
I am so excited, but I am going to dangle this carrot because Rich's girlfriend, Catherine, reached out to me and said, hey, he's going to be expecting this news, so you got to hold out and you got to make him squirm.
This is mean.
Here we go.
So mean.
Let's call Rich with the biggest news we've ever broken here.
Ever.
On Breaks the News. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Rich?
Yes. Who is this?
Hey, man. It's Nico from Camel Country 107.9. I'm here with Cheyenne.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, guys. Okay. What's going on? Why you guys call?
I got a message from somebody named Catherine, who may or may not be your girlfriend. Unless she was.
If she is your girlfriend, I hope you know who Catherine is.
She may have completely made all this up, by the way. I've got breaking news for you this morning. So you do have a girlfriend named Catherine?
Yes.
Okay. I just need to confirm, Rich, because I'll be honest with you, I've never broken news like this to anyone. Obviously, we are on the radio. And this is probably the biggest news that we've ever broken during this segment, Nico Breaks the News.
I'm very antsy.
So I don't mean to build up the anticipation or make you nervous in any way, shape, or form, but I'll be honest with you. This, if I heard this news...
Just get to the news, man!
Sorry.
I mean, yeah. Well, come on, guys. I'm really nervous. Like, what's going on? What's something wrong? What's up?
No. Nothing wrong. Okay? Well.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. So because this is the first time ever that we've broken news like this, your girlfriend, you know, she took a pregnancy test last night.
Okay.
I'm sure you've been excited about this. This is something that you guys have been talking about and working on as a family.
Practicing, if you will.
Oh, my God. Brother, the anticipation is killing me. What's going on?
Sorry. Okay, I'll get right to it. So she was very nervous. And she wanted to find the perfect way to announce this news to you. So she reached out to me because naturally, you know, if I was a young lady named Catherine, the first thing I would do if I found out I was pregnant would be reach out to Nico and Cheyenne to break the news.
Whoa. Wait, what? Hold on, brother. Wait. She's what? Wait, what? Tell me.
Girlfriend, Catherine, is pregnant, Rich. You and
Whoa! Hey,
congratulations!
Oh my God! Wait, you don't. Oh my God, guys, you don't know. We've been trying. Oh my God! Why didn't she call me? I mean, I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. Oh my God!
She also said that she is 70% sure that the baby is yours.
Wait, God, that's not funny. Come on now. 70%.
Nah, she didn't say that. Nah, she didn't.
Okay.
She said she's pretty sure it's 80% yours.
No, man, you're having
a baby. Congratulations. She also said that she's going to allow me to do the gender reveal live on the
radio.
Rich.
Wow. She also said if it's a girl, Cheyenne's a really great name. She didn't say that. I did, but also...
I couldn't agree more with her on that one.
It's a great name.
Slash you. Couldn't agree more with you on that one. So, hey, man, don't delete this phone number. Don't block this phone number because we will be calling back in a couple weeks or a month, however long to figure out the gender.
How far along she is.
And we are going to be revealing the gender to you, okay?
Wow, that is so, so wonderful. You just don't know. God, thank you so much. I'm at work. I'm too loud.
All right, all right. No worries.
Congratulations.
So hey, spread the news to all your coworkers.
Nico Breaks the News. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
There's a new mystery to uncover. That is the mysterious mole on Cheyenne's butt.
It's not even mysterious, nor is it a mystery.
Yeah, but the mystery is...
The mystery is the development of it.
The mystery is more so like, why? Right? Okay, so I have a gigantic mole on my right butt cheek, okay? And I've had it since the day I was born.
Yeah.
I don't know why the angels decided to kiss me square in my butt, but they did.
They sent you with a chocolate kiss.
They did. And so this mole in particular, it's about the size at least of like the tip of my pinky. So it's decent sized, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And you like you can see it in the summertime when like we're out in swimsuits. It cannot be hidden, okay? So when I was a junior in high school, the doctors were looking at it because I'm very moley, so I'm constantly getting moles checked.
Good, smart.
Yeah, and this particular one was growing. So they were like, hey, we need to biopsy that and just to make sure that like you're good, right?
Right.
So they biopsied it, but they only took half of it. So instead of just being like, okay, we're just gonna remove it and take all of it.
Yeah.
And just to double check, we'll just get rid of it. You know, no big deal. They took half of it. Well,
interesting choice.
Interesting choice because over the course of the next, 15 years, 16 years, it's grown again. And now it's wonky. It used to be so symmetrical. It was just like a dot on my butt.
It used to be cute.
It used to be cute. And now it looks like an island in Hawaii. It looks like a Hawaiian island. And I'm very upset about it because it had the potential to either be gone or just be left alone and be cute. And now it just looks like it's bleeding.
Yeah, that's a strange choice for the doc to be like, you know what? We're going to make sure this is not going to kill you. But in the meantime,
we're only going to take half.
We are not going to care about what it looks like
at all. It's such a choice.
It's like, bro, you could have used a little more effort and just got the whole damn thing and we wouldn't be even biopsying.
You should have just taken the whole thing off. And they didn't. And now it's there. And it's not cute. I'm sorry. It's not cute anymore.
Have you ever thought about tattooing the other side of it so to make it whole again?
No.
there's an option there.
I know a guy.
I mean, people are tattooing eyebrows, for God's sakes.
They're tattooing a lot of things.
They're tattooing a ton of stuff.
A ton of
beauty
things.
Marks
I
on their face. I
could actually do that.
Yeah, make it cute again. Make your mole cute again.
Hashtag make my mole cute again. That I've never thought about that, actually.
See? There we go.
Changing my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm
good
here
news
for.
Is my mole is not cancerous, and nor is it ever. It's actually a very healthy mole, which is why it continues to grow back.
Yeah.
So there's that.
There you go. And then as it grows, you just have to get more tattoos or tattoo it more.
Eventually, it's my whole cheek. The whole cheek is a mole.
Damn, I could have just got rid of this from the start.
Is it growing because my butt is getting bigger? That's the bigger question. Is this something that I actually need to address?
My belly button's not getting smaller.
I need to readdress this.
It's turning into a cavern. I saw this on Instagram and I thought it was fake, Cheyenne.
So dramatic.
I thought it was fake. I thought there's no chance because I didn't even know that they had other franchises. But apparently, as of August 28th, a new pizzeria has opened in Tempe on Mill Ave, and it is called Prince Street Pizza.
It sounds like just another pizza place. So, number one.
No.
Number one, what sets it apart? Number two, why are you so excited? I don't understand.
I am so excited because, ask me where Prince Street is.
Hey, Nico.
Yes?
Where is Prince Street?
I'm glad you asked. New York City.
Okay. And see, that makes sense.
Prince Street, New York City, Prince Street Pizza specifically,
mm-hmm.
Is famous for their square slice.
Oh.
That has pepperoni cups. So,
like where the pepperonis kind of like curl up on the ends?
The little tiny ones, yeah. And when you cook them well enough, they kind of
like
fold
so
up
much?
On themselves. You gotta have a slice.
I feel like the pepperoni cups are like Captain Crunch. They just tear up the top of your mouth.
No. They're not hard like that.
I don't like it.
No, they're not hard like that. They're not gonna hurt you. Don't let the pepperoni hurt you. Is that gonna hurt you? So I did some quick research just to tell you how significant this is.
Okay.
We all know Dave Portnoy. El Presidente, Barstool, he does one bite pizza reviews. Right. One bite, everybody knows the rules.
Also, by the way, I would like to point out, it's never just one bite. It always takes multiple bites. He's such a liar.
It's part of the scam.
Yeah.
So he has several favorite pizzas, and everybody knows that anything above like a 7.5 is a really high score for him.
Yeah.
Like that's a place where he will return.
he has his own scale. Like, he will actually go there from a long distance. If it's over like an 8, it's like one of the treasures in the world. Yeah, he's got a tight scale.
Yeah.
So, some of the places I've been that are on his list, John's of Bleecker is a very well-known New York City pizza spot. Guess what street it's on?
Prince?
Bleecker Street.
Oh.
John's of Bleecker.
Oh, John's of Bleecker.
Okay. Gave it a 9.3.
A 9.3?
DeFara, which is in Midwood, Brooklyn.
Okay.
Which I went to several times because I used to work in Midwood. He gave it a 9.4.
Wow.
Patsy's Pizzeria, which we all know because my in-laws have opened a Patsy's Pizzeria in Boca Raton.
Right.
And they also own one in Brooklyn. 8.6.
Dang.
So high score.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Prince Street Pizza in New York City, 8.6.
Dang. It's one of the wonders of the world.
Tiers. So the significance of Prince Street Pizza opening up here in Tempe on Mill Ave is huge.
I'm also not surprised that they're opening up in Tempe because Tempe is like hopping.
Yeah. It's a world renowned slice. When you go to New York City and they go, New York pizza, where do you want to go? Where should you go for the best slices? Prince Street Pizza for their square pepperoni slice.
And
is
you're
on
telling
that.
Me.
It's here.
We're going to have it here.
It's here.
Shut down work.
I'm
official
saying.
Official business holiday.
It's here.
We're going to pizza.
And your buddy, Mr. AZ Sports, did a post about it.
Yeah.
Apparently he got invited to a media night, which, hello, where's my invitation? If there's anybody that should be doing some type of media review.
Also, Nathan, thanks for the extra invite.
And
sir, I will first name you.
He loved the pizza in his review, but he goes, oh, there's nowhere to sit.
Oh.
It's a slice spot. You go in there, you grab a slice, and you're on the move. That's what it is.
How much pizza was left over in his mustache?
Oh, he's...
Because he's got a gnarly mustache right now.
So that's my thing.
If you need some new pizza.
We need to get in there ASAP.
Okay.
Prince Street Pizza, if you're listening to this, hey,
where's the pizza?
When have I ever turned down pizza, period?
All right, done.
All right, that's lunch today.
So go visit Prince Street Pizza and don't go when I'm going because I don't need it to be too busy.
No, we need it like...
I don't want to be waiting.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
I've always said that you got to plan on things in the future so that you look forward to something always.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you don't plan anything in the future, then you're going to never look forward to anything.
That is a great philosophy.
I'm planning a trip with my buddies to go golfing.
Oh, really?
In the next couple weeks.
Oh!
And there's no ladies allowed.
Okay. I'm not as excited for you because I want to go.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing where there's like four people and four people only and you would be five. And
see, the way that the invitation works out is it doesn't include you.
So I'm not expecting a lot of participation from you specifically, but can I get an amen?
Amen! Meredith in Queen Creek, what can we give you an amen for today?
After 27 years, I'm back in college.
Hey!
Oh, that's awesome. What are you going back to school for?
Psychology.
Dang, let me know when you need a patient because I am always available.
She got a lot of problems.
I got a lot of things we can work through.
Yeah, I love teenagers.
Oh, that's cool.
Teenagers need that for sure.
Yeah, man. We just kind of always assume because they're young and growing that they're always put together, but that's not the case with everybody. So, very cool. Very noble cause. Where are you going to school, Meredith?
Right now, Mesa Community, but they said I might have too many units already. So, when I figure out my transcripts, we'll see where I go from there.
Dang.
Okay.
Well, we're excited to hear about your journey moving forward.
Yeah.
You're also blessed to wake up each day. End of the day, if you live the whole day in this crazy world, you're blessed.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
Everything in between, just count your blessings. Can I get an A-M-E-N?
Amen.
If you got something great going on in your world and you want to shout it out, right now is the time. Call us up.
602-894-5653.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
We have some very important news. We have a very exciting and important announcement today. This is not me playing it up. It is absolutely something that's going to be fun and exciting, but yet sad and somber on the other side of things.
We have to take a moment for what it's been while celebrating what it's going to be.
Yes. So just want to throw it out there immediately. You may or may not have heard a new voice that has been popping in on the show from time to time. And her name is Jules. So welcome, Jules.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Now, Jules has come to us because we needed to fill a spot that is almost unfillable on the show.
Shoes that are very big to fill.
You've heard
despite
his voice.
Despite the stature.
Figuratively.
And literally. You've heard his voice on the show for years and years. Mm-hmm. He's been part of our team. We've had the greatest time working together over the years. I've actually worked with Abe on other shows in the past, and our history runs extremely deep. So it's a very, like I said, it's a sad day, but yet it's a celebratory day because, Abe, if you want to explain, you've been upgraded in life to go flex your muscles in another department here at the radio station.
That's what they say. Sometimes when they use the word upgrade, it makes it feel like they're just trying to pacify the situation. But no, it's a good thing. Obviously, outside of my morning show duties, I do a lot of production called imaging. So I don't know if listeners know what that is, but so now I'm just basically going to be doing that full time for not just Phoenix, but several other markets.
Abraham has gone corporate.
He's gone national.
Yeah.
So this is that's a huge deal.
It is.
Because this industry
have to wear suit and tie. So that's
Yeah, exactly.
In fact,
you can still wear sneakers and
he can do imaging in his boxers at this point.
I might.
So actually, if you don't understand, radio is becoming an industry of corporations trying to maximize their profits and minimize the amount of money they spend. So they take talented people like Abe and they put them all across the board and say, hey, we need you to pick up a bunch more work, which obviously is going to take you away from doing your daily duties here at Camel. So, as sad as it is to see you go because it sucks, and you were amazing. You did a great job for us, and we really love you and appreciate you, and we will always have the door open for you to come back in and pop in whenever you need.
Or want.
Or whenever you want. So, thank you for everything you've done, and we appreciate it, and he is going to hang out and help get Jules on board because she's kind of been thrown to the fire like, hey, FYI, you're going to start this new job.
And in 3 days, you're going to be on a new station with new people.
And you better like it. Whether you like Nico or not.
Yay, love you guys. You guys are really great.
So welcome, Jules, everybody.
Yeah, Jules.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here. Very excited.
We are going to put you through the fire.
Perfect.
No, it's really easy breezy over here.
We're chilling.
We like to act like we're crazy stressed and working so hard, but it's really kind of like vacation over here.
I haven't worked a day in at least 6 years. So
hey,
I love this job. I love the station. I love the show. So
I'm looking forward to being in the studio every day with two ladies.
Just wait till we sing.
I was just going to say that.
But Abe, good luck. Congratulations. I hope you can sleep in late and work in your box of shorts eating cereal every day.
There you go.
We love you. We'll miss you.
Thank you, guys.
We love you, Abe. Thank you, buddy. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Ooh, it's the ring that is on everybody's brain.
The ring that shook the world.
Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, engaged, if you didn't know that part.
Not really that we care too much.
Where do you live?
if you don't know, if you avoided under that, a rock.
How did you do that?
not that we really care too much about it, because we've talked about this multiple times. Like,
yes.
I'm not really a big Taylor Swift fan. I miss the boat. I talk about that all the time. I respect and appreciate what she is in the industry, 1,000%.
Hey, look, in pop culture, it has nothing to do with, like, her talent and her. She's a mega big star.
Absolutely.
Big star. And, of course, she got engaged. There were photos posted on her Instagram. Mm-hmm. Of course, this whole thing is very coordinated. And they found out who made the ring.
Let's talk about this ring. There are some things that I can get behind where Taylor Swift is concerned.
Yeah.
One of those things being jewelry.
Yeah.
I love jewelry, love diamonds, love to sparkle. This ring doesn't do it for me.
Whoa.
It doesn't do it for me because it's not my style.
What is your style?
If I were to get engaged, I would want...
When
that moment comes.
Yes.
I want a 3-stone ring with the center ring being a large rectangle cut and then 2 smaller ones on the side.
Okay.
Would you like to see a picture so you know what I'm describing?
Oh my goodness.
Because
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I also have
the
very
rectangular diamond in the middle is going to represent you. And the 2 diamonds on either side are going to represent your boys, Easton
and Justin. Oh, I do like that. See, something like that.
Oh, wait, I was wrong? Oh, yeah. I pictured that. That's exactly what I pictured.
Perfect. Yeah, so something like that is...
No problem. I'll
post it on our Instagram.
No problem at all.
At Nico and Cheyenne. But that's my style. This, though, I think is very Taylor Swift, okay?
Yeah.
So let's get down to the dirty, dirty details of this ring.
Okay.
Because it's exquisite for what it is.
So it was made by a jeweler.
Mm-hmm.
Kindred Lubeck is her name. She's a New York City-based brand.
And she designed it with Travis Kelce. Travis went in there and said, I'm marrying Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And this ring has to be perfection.
Now, while Travis Kelce is a wealthy dude, obviously, he plays for the Chiefs. He's a star in his own right.
Absolutely.
Worth an estimated $80 million himself.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. He holds a big money contract. I mean, he's one of the biggest
stars. I didn't know that was stars net worth.
In the NFL that's won the Super Bowl several times. Cristiano Ronaldo, on the other hand, okay, this guy is a mega billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he makes Taylor Swift look broke.
I also didn't know that either.
He got his girlfriend a 35-carat diamond.
35 carats?
35 carat. That being said, right?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce? Got her an 8-carat ring. My wife's diamond is 2 carats.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a quarter of what Taylor Swift has rocking on her finger.
But also, I feel like you're playing on the same ballpark. You're like, you're kind of in the same area.
I am not.
It's close.
I feel like Travis could.
I'm trying to give you so much credit right now.
I feel like Travis skimped out on this one.
But it is, it is
so
stunning.
Ladies in the room, okay? If you are Taylor Swift, okay, you're worth $1.6 billion. She is, personally. Your husband-to-be is worth $80 to $90 million.
A fraction of what you're worth.
Are you cool with like a $500,000 8-carat ring? Cristiano Ronaldo just put a 35-carat ring on his girlfriend's finger.
Jules, what say you?
I got my wife a quarter of that. My wife is rocking a 2-carat.
I don't know. I'm not very materialistic in that way, personally.
You'd be happy with that?
So I'm okay. And I got little fingers, and I really don't want that big of a ring because that would just like weigh me down.
But it would make it look so much bigger, Jules.
No. I don't know. I think big rings are kind of tacky.
All right.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
So that's my opinion.
I need a big ring because I got fat old fingers. I got sausages on my hands. But
what about the diamond?
I would love a big diamond. Here's the thing, though. I've been single for a while. So, if you're proposing, I'm probably not going to be mad.
That's the best answer.
Okay. Is it what I expected or wanted? Not really, but you're choosing to stay with me.
Cheyenne, will you marry me?
I have a swing. Wing pop.
It's a wing pop.
I'd be like, yes, but we're going to revisit this.
It is all happening in Tempe.
Tempe is popping.
Having a movement aside from just serving underage minors.
That bar
will forever be known as that bar.
Jeez,
and we're not letting it go. We're not letting it go.
But they're actually getting some national recognition, too. They are amongst some of the best Western innovative hubs in the country.
They're ranked number 3.
That's awesome.
Which is super impressive. I was reading this article about it the other day because first of all, I love Tempe. If I could afford Tempe, I would move there. When I first moved to Arizona back in 2019, Tempe was just the college town.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't really a place where if you had a family, that was where you thought to go.
Yeah.
But whatever they're doing with the Tempe, like, downtown authority, Tempe tourism, they have buckled down and have changed Tempe because it is the it place.
We're talking like the places that rank higher than Tempe are the Silicon Valley. Like,
yes,
where they create technology and computers and all that stuff.
1,000%.
So for us to be considered, that's pretty huge. There's a lot of awesome things happening in Tempe.
Yeah.
I would love to just take a class at ASU and live in the dorms.
I've never even been inside ASU. I've never been inside. I don't think I've been on campus other than at Mullett Arena.
Oh.
Yeah, couldn't even tell you where any of it is. But this whole thing for Tempe was based off of talent, education, and business activity. Because, like, if you've been around, like, Tempe Town Lake, the businesses are hopping. Like,
lots of businesses.
Dutch Bros just moved their headquarters back down, like, down here.
Yeah.
Like, this is the place where people want to be. So Tempe, believe it or not, has 46 vocational STEM programs throughout the city. 46 of them.
Ooh.
And if you don't know, ASU is ranked a leader in the nation's most innovative universities for the last 10 years in a row.
Wow.
ASU, and it's right in Tempe.
We can all be honest about ASU, okay? If you're a Sun Devil, you're probably a party animal that goes with it. It's been named as one of the most, the best party scenes at a university year after year.
I remember 16 years ago when I was looking at colleges, I looked at ASU.
Uh-huh.
My GPA did not allow for such things to
not even ASU
happen. I was not a good high school student, okay? I did not care. Right, right? Like, you barely graduated high school.
Whoa.
You did.
Whoa.
It was your choice.
You didn't have to double tap me like that. You didn't have to double tap me like that. You could have just been like, yeah, Nico, you were in the same situation. Okay, carry on, lady.
I can't. Anyway.
You just reminded my mom that I almost didn't graduate high school.
Sorry, Anna.
Thank you.
Anyway.
She knows, Cheyenne.
When I was getting ready to look at schools, what Arizona State was on like my list of places I wanted to go, and one of the reasons was because it was known to be a party school.
Yeah.
Not because it's the leading university in technology.
Yeah.
No. But I love this movement for them. I think for Tempe as a whole, I'm so proud to watch the growth. Like, I feel like I've been a part of it, even though I haven't been. I feel a part of it, which I think is really cool.
And next week, we'll be back there doing a ticket stop at Four Peaks.
Yeah. Tempe is happening.
Tempe.
If you aren't there, where even is you at?
That's their new motto. They should put that on a sign right when you enter Tempe. Tempe, if you ain't here, where even is you at? It is Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So, Cheyenne.
Yas.
You are getting rid of some people in your life.
Oh, I have cold-heartedly exed people from my life.
I support this.
It to the cold tune of 165 people.
Woo! They got their walking papers.
They didn't even get that.
Please explain.
So I was on my phone the other day, and I had to go into my contacts for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And I don't go into my contacts because why, right? I can literally just go to a message, type in the name, there it goes.
Yeah.
So I was in my contacts, and right at the very top in the A's was somebody I hadn't talked to in like a significant amount of time. So I was like, oh, I don't need that person's contact information anymore. So I went and deleted it. And then I kept going, and I was like, oh, I should delete that person while I'm at it. Oh, I should delete that person while I'm at it. Oh, what the heck. An hour later, I had deleted 165 people out of my phone contacts.
Woo!
And I'm not talking duplicates.
Yeah.
165 people gone. So if you're listening and you have not messaged me in the last year, I have deleted your contact information. I'm talking ex-boyfriends that always come around.
Yeah.
Bye. Like that social media influencer that I've dated off and on.
Yeah.
He gone.
Yeah.
He gone.
The only thing he influenced was you saying goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Deleted him. Deleted the last guy that I was dating back in Ohio. Like,
I think
deleted
it's very
him.
Healthy, dude.
I feel so good about it. Like, yeah. So then what I did is I went into my my text messages and I deleted all the text messages.
Goodbye.
Bye. Don't need these anymore. I don't ever want to talk to you again.
That a girl?
And I don't need it. Like,
yeah.
If I needed those receipts, that might be a me problem.
Yeah.
I don't have to justify the reason I walked away.
No.
Right?
No, not at all.
I feel so good, you guys.
What a fresh
light
start.
Light as a feather. You right?
You look happier.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel happier.
You look well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, we have to help me out.
Okay, why?
I have 1,916 contacts.
What? I thought I had a lot with 514.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah, clearly.
If I search the word Steve.
How many Steves do you have in your phone?
These are my Steves.
Why can you scroll on the amount of Steves that you have?
And I just picked a random name. There's about 45 of them.
That's insane.
Let's pick another name.
Oh, wait. Abraham, how many contacts do you have?
No comment.
I'm going to go 1,500.
Oh, dang. Okay.
I don't know. Your face made it seem like a lot.
No, I'm going to go way over.
Well, because I never really thought about it until you guys started kicking around numbers. And
if
I was like,
thought 1,900 wasn't a lot.
Did you say 1,900?
Yeah, 1,900.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
I thought you did too.
Oh.
Repeat that number.
1,916.
I didn't hear the nine.
Okay.
I thought you said 1,016 or something like that.
I'm only at 927.
Oh,
that's not bad. Jules, how many do you have in your phone?
1,300.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Who are you people?
Okay.
So I'm with you.
Who are you?
I have done purges before, though, so I don't even know what the number would be if I let it go.
Interesting.
Just to give you an example of how ridiculous my contacts list are, let me just read through some of them, please.
Okay.
I don't even know where to start.
Is this going
to
be a flex? Are you trying to flex right
now? No. Okay. I want you to see how like some of these people, I literally like labeled them girl with the big boobs. Like, not a joke. Just searched boobs in my contacts. Maddie with the boobs. Like, I have one that says Bob Bergquist, maybe. There's like a skateboarder from the 90s, Bob Bergquist. And then it says maybe. Dot, dot, dot. I really got to go through this. Oh, do you remember when I told you I dated the girl who was in the girl group?
Yeah.
Who remains to never be mentioned again in my life, or
yes.
My wife would literally castrate me.
I do remember.
I remember after about 4 or 5 years after we were no longer dating, I was like, I wonder if she changed her number. And so me and my friends were all drunk.
Yeah.
And we're on the porch hanging out drinking. I'm like, let me call her right now. I called her because her number was still on my phone, and she answered
no!
it. And I was like, whoa!
What'd you say?
You're a celebrity. Why do you still have the same phone number from 4 years ago? And she was like, oh my God, I haven't changed my number forever. Oh. I think she was drunk too.
It was a nice moment that
so,
we shared.
We gotta clean it up.
This is your call. Clean up your contacts. Delete.
I'm going to get a lot of hate for this comment.
Oh. Thank God it's you. Normally it's me.
So Camel Nation.
Follow me. Here's the floor.
Buckle up.
Okay.
Okay. Buckle up for safety.
All right.
NASCAR. This guy's driving around in a circle. Is this not hard for the everyday man to do? I understand the technology in, you know, the equipment itself.
Yes.
You need a finely tuned machine to drive 200 miles an hour. But the drivers, come on, Tony Stewart, especially back in the day, he looked like a guy you'd meet at the bowling alley. Why can I not drive a NASCAR?
I don't know if I've ever agreed with you more.
Thank you.
On this topic, because like I turn left every day.
And we get it. NASCAR crazies are going to go, oh, but they're street courses and they turn right all the time on those. No,
we're talking about the left turn track.
We're talking about the basic
okay.
Like ovals.
Like, okay, so you're driving 220 miles an hour.
Oh, you got this guy coming up behind you. Speed up.
Okay.
Maybe shift up. It's fine.
Oh, well, this guy coming up, he's below you. He's on the left-hand side.
Move over. Literally. you go in a circle. Okay, so whenever I'm watching NASCAR, yeah. that's what's going through my brain is like,
I can do that.
What is so hard about this? I don't get it. I don't understand what it takes training to be. You know how I train? I drive on these Phoenix streets. The 17 gives you enough training to be a NASCAR 1, driver,
1,000%.
Dodging these maniacs up on your butt. Yeah.
Coming up on your butt.
And we don't have pit crews to tell us we got somebody coming up on our butt. You know what I mean?
So
respectfully, we do understand that professional sports are hard, and NASCAR is probably a lot harder than we think it is.
Respectfully, I feel like when I watch the Suns play basketball, I'm like, holy, how do these big-bodied human beings, which are ridiculously big in person, on TV, it makes no sense. In person, you're like, what? You're a mastodon.
Yeah.
You are a dinosaur. They look like dinosaurs in person. Yeah. And how quick they move and the moves they make, like, I cannot do that.
I couldn't do that. No way, no
so
how.
So I can't armchair quarterback that, but NASCAR, I'm doing it all day.
All day long.
All day.
I do it regularly. If I'm at the NASCAR track, you can bet your bottom dollar, I'm thinking, how come I'm not getting paid to do this?
Yeah.
Here's another great example. Torrey Lovello. Everybody always rags on baseball managers like, they should this, that. Have you ever done that job?
Yeah.
Because I have sat behind Torrey at well over 30, 40 games in the last 5 years, and I watch their pens and their pads and all the things that they look at to make the calls that they do. The average person could not do that.
Yeah, or just baseball players in general.
But they're, you like, want to know?
Why did he swing at right? that? You know why he swung at that?
Because he has a millisecond to make a decision.
Because he's a professional.
And guess what?
And number B, because...
Number B.
He thought it was in the strike zone. Yeah. But because that pitcher is so crazy, he threw a curveball that went out of the strike zone.
But you know what we all do? We all sit in the stands and we go, why did you swing at that?
Yeah, strikeout. Dang it.
Hashtag forever Torrey Lovello. And on that note, what are other sports that you guys critique? What are the other things in the world that y'all critique when you've never done it before?
And ladies, I want you to call out your significant others right now and be like,
My husband critiques this.
Thinks that he could be in the NFL right now.
I need to hear these.
Yeah, we need
for it. For sure.
602-894-5653. 602-894-KMLE. Yeah. I don't think that NASCAR drivers are skilled in any way, shape, or form. They're literally just driving in a circle, Cheyenne.
I really hate that I so agree with you on this, but like, I could totally drive a NASCAR car.
100%.
Like, it's not that hard to turn left.
It's one of those things where, okay, I look at like professional athletes that are built up machines, and these guys, you know, they've been doing it since day one, and they're huge, and I can't compete with that, obviously.
Yeah.
But as far as like some of those sports out there where I go,
My body can survive the 220 miles per hour. It's fine.
Yeah.
Then I'll turn left.
I think I can shift gears there, bud. Okay.
We got Kenny and Mesa who says he critiques neurosurgery.
What?
Neurosurgery?
Yeah, why didn't you just fix that guy's brain? What's wrong with you? It's so easy.
Yeah, right?
Open him up.
I mean, to be honest with you, and in correlation with what you just said, why haven't we cured cancer yet?
That's a great question.
Why haven't we?
What are you even doing in the lab?
We are the smartest people on the planet, and do you know how many billions and billions and billions of dollars is donated to cancer research every year?
Yeah.
Why haven't we wiped
like
this thing out yet?
900 years of research, and you guys can't figure it out?
Right?
I mean, I could. I could figure out a car on YouTube. Like, how to fix anything within 5 minutes.
I like this guy. Hey, do you have a job right now? Can we hire you as the third mic on the show? Because you make a lot of sense, Kenny.
Just kidding.
Thank
tell
you.
Neurosurgeons they aren't
been
doing
to
enough.
Tell everybody. You just got to, you know, fake it till you make it, maybe?
Maybe when it comes to people's brains, faking it till you make it.
You know what, Kenny?
Yeah.
Question for you, because you're such a specialist. Why do we only use 10% of our brain?
That is a great question.
This is another thing I was saying. Like, if we just used the other 90%, we wouldn't have any of these problems.
Guys, this world would be a better place if Kenny just worked on it. I love it. I'm here for it. I totally agree. I don't understand why we haven't figured out why we don't use the entire brain.
You want to know who needs to go toe-to-toe with Kenny? Professor Greger from ASU.
Oh.
Our neuroscientist professor.
Our actual know-it-all versus Kenny.
I might be sick that day.
Kenny, what else you got, man? Why haven't we figured out male pattern baldness yet?
Yes. This is another one that, like, they just slap on the back. They cut, you know, they cut out the back piece of your hair and slap it on the front.
Yeah, that's like hair relocation.
They give you a bunch of pills and then you grow your hair out, but then you like can't get it up.
Whoa. Are we still talking about hair? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
We need a segment called Kenny versus All Science.
Kenny versus the world. Well, dang. I'm so happy that you called in today. Feel free to call in anytime
you have an issue.
Your logic is extremely sound. And I'll let you armchair quarterback everything in the world.
We're Team Kenny all day.
I'm ready. I got my YouTube open, and we're going to figure out every problem
in the
world.
We'll figure it out. Once again, we got to say adios, amigo, for the final time to our good friend and buddy and producer, Producer AB Baby. Thank you. Adios, amigo.
But we love you so much.
But you can come by. You can come back whenever you want.
I will do that.
He can come back for sports talk.
Sports talk.
What? You're a sports guy.
Wait, just stereotype me. That's all my life is.
He really actually contributes more with
so much
toilet talk. When we do this toilet talk, Abe's all over.
Yeah, he is. He's like, toilet talk, what? Count me in.
So, like I'm the only one.
Next time we do toilet talk, you the man on that one, dog.
Maybe I could drop off a new remix from time to time.
Ooh, there we go. Hey, I love that.
Surprise us with some new country remixes? We're down for that.
I will never say no to that.
All right. Well, get out of here. Leave. It's time to go.
You can go now. Thanks, Dad. We're good.
Welcome, Producer Jules. I think we should create a fun new name for her.
Julie.
Fun new name.
Yeah.
Julie Wooly.
I don't know what it like.
My initial instinct was Julia Gulia.
Two Steppin' Jules.
Yeah. Two Steppin' Jules.
Something.
That's country.
Something. Yeah. There's got to be something going on.
Yeah.
Because this is Jules.
We're going to have to
our producer
on
Jules.
That.
I don't like your real name.
Oh, thanks. I guess.
JK. It's nice.
Why do you go by Jules and not Julia?
It started, I was in a club in college, and there were two Julia B's, and I went by Jules, and it stuck with all of my friends.
Okay.
And so, here it is.
Do you like it, or do you prefer to be called Julia?
I like either. I will answer to either Julia or Jules, really, whatever you want to call me.
Oh, interesting.
So, I don't mind.
That adds another layer to what
shall
we spin off of.
If you want to call me Julia, that is fine.
We shall call you neither.
Okay.
We will have a name for you.
We shall call you... I don't know. Hey, you.
Well, it's... welcome. Either way, welcome. I hope you feel very welcome. You're doing a great job so far, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's like Producer Abe was never here.
Well, don't say that.
Well, I will. I choose my words wisely.
Okay.
All right.
Starting to notice.
Tonight, guys, come see us. Bad Bingo, Santan Mountain Casino, 6:30, start time.
It's the earlier session, but that's okay, because like... I need to be in bed.
Yes. And also, it's the kickoff to the night.
Yeah.
So, 6:30 p.m., we'll see you at Santan Mountain Casino. Bring your daubers, bring your fun faces, because we're going to have a great time. And then we're going to get into a Labor Day weekend.
It's going to be such a blast.
Ooh.
A great long weekend, and we'll be back on Tuesday.
With another secret sound for Hollywood Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood.
What shall the sound be?
We'll figure it out.
TBD.
We'll get a little time. In the meantime, it is time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.